Pigeon Wolf, and across from me is...
The guest.
The guest bitch.
The guest bitch.
You're going to be the first guest to come on the show that I haven't fucked.
Mm.
So think yourself like...
I feel kind of lucky.
Well, privileged.
A privilege that you haven't fucked me, or privilege that I haven't fucked you?
Debatable. But either way, you're the first. Because you're a bit, what's the word I would use for you?
Unique.
Demanding. Oh.
And demanding.
That's the word I think I'd use for you, demanding. I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying that.
I tell it straight.
Yeah, I like that about you, but still demanding somewhere. You know, I have an insight to these souls that are around here, yours included. It's my own little magic I have.
When you met me, you actually said after that I had a good soul.
Yes, that's right. I was really disappointed because I sort of knew I do a podcast. Have a listen. You know, it's a bit of tongue-in-cheek. Don't take it too seriously, and then... I should have known better.
And I listened to it and said, yeah, we can only be friends.
And I was trying to change my ways.
But friends are good because sometimes you just need a friend that doesn't fuck you.
I'm just going through my friends list. See which one I haven't fucked.
How many female friends have you not fucked? Well, there's one sitting across from you right now.
Yeah. And
and there's another one I heard about. I'm not using names. Someone that you messaged earlier.
Yeah, but she hasn't come on the show. She's only just sort of test recorded with me.
Oh, she's going to come on the show and hang out with me. Totally going to gang up on you.
Yeah, I get that. I'm going to – actually, she would be ideal. You're both very similar. You two would become friends and then – you wouldn't need me to be your friend because you'd be getting off on putting me down.
Oh, I get off on many things, but putting you down's probably not one of them.
I don't know. You seem pretty keen to.
Oh, I don't really have a. I just tell it how it is. That I don't have a nasty demeanour where I need to put people down to feel better about myself. I did that when I was young.
Are you saying I do that? I do a bit of that. Yes, I do.
No, you haven't to me.
No.
You've been nothing but a gentleman to me.
Yeah, but the more this happens, if you keep delving into the mic with me.
Sparring partners.
Yeah, it's just part of the, you know.
And I can give as good as I get. And I'm not talking sexually.
Yeah, I'm sort of wasn't thinking sexually. I'm actually put the sex totally in a different pocket at the moment. I'm not even thinking it because.
Well done, Wolf, well done.
I'm capable of doing it, you know. This is, you know, normally I don't have to do anything. I just do me and it happens and I'm just.
I'm waiting to see this ghost. Hear it, see
well,
it, hang out with it.
If you've seen the video, just there on that part of the wall where the shadow went in between myself and a female friend of mine.
What time was that?
I couldn't tell you what time it was.
Night time.
And I dare say that, you know, the longer you sit here in the studio recording and chatting, that something will go bump in the night.
Oh, absolutely.
And I wasn't thinking sex. I wasn't thinking bump sex. I was thinking bump as in what's it fucking up to now. Because I want to know what it's up to.
Well, you've got to look back at what these places are built on. Too. Like so many of them are built on old burial grounds, you know, they're built on all of that. So, you know, where you are now, you don't know what's, you know, on the land.
Yeah, but I've done a bit of history checking. It's me knocking on the doors around me going, hey, is anything fucking happening in your place? Because fucking in mine there's something really fucking freaky going on.
So there's something. Oh, I've got a story for you about the Queanbeyan River.
What?
Am I not meant to say where we are?
Queanbeyan, you can say Queanbeyan.
Can talk about Queanbeyan? Okay.
Better than Fat Cat City, the fucking snooty fucks over there. Why are you coming to finger?
Because I'm one of those snooty fucks over there.
Yep, and you're going to hear that in the snooty
that's
fucking voice.
Absolutely, it's fine. But Queanbeyan River, so back when I was a kid, going out with his boy, and his brother, older brother, was, you know, is a big bloke. And we were all hanging out down at the lake, so at Lake Burley Griffin. Now, there'd been some floods at Queanbeyan, and apparently some of the tombstones, the headstones, had manoeuvred through, and he kicked his toe on it. Now, I was there to see it, and it was a fucking headstone. And they, him and his mates, they're like, what the fuck was that? Because, you know, when you kick your toe on
something. Okay, I'm going to call bullshit on that. Obviously, well, obviously.
Maybe stories, it wasn't from the Queanbeyan River, but it was from fucking somewhere.
Yeah, because how the fuck does a block of concrete travel that fucking far?
Well, I don't know, but how the fuck did it get in the bloody lake?
Well, you should have read whose name was on it.
Well, I can't remember. And the young guy that Walter I was going out with is dead. So, you know, I don't know. But I do remember them pulling up a headstone, and then the rumours were, it was rumours, that it was from the floods. Now
in Queanbeyan.
In Queanbeyan.
Because in Queanbeyan they don't know how to put their headstones in right, apparently. Look,
it is Queanbeyan. They don't know how to do a lot of things. I mean, but it was interesting.
Queanbeyan doesn't know how to.
It's also fucking terrifying when you're that age and you like kick a headstone. No. All of them, the three, are dead.
And that, my friends, is the curse of kicking a headstone down Lake
from the Queanbeyan River all the way down to Lake Burley Griffin.
So if you kick your toe in that fucking
long,
water,
long kick,
you want to make sure it ain't the fucking headstone of fucking Queanbeyan's finest.
I didn't. Yeah, well, you never know who it was. I didn't actually touch the headstone. I was too fucking terrified. I ran.
And you're the only one that survived.
Maybe I am.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. It's a gift.
Magical.
Magical. It's the moments.
Is it? That one.
I got plenty of moments. That was probably not my finest.
Storytelling.
Storytelling.
It is an art, you know that. And
it's definitely an art.
It really works when people believe the story. Saying that you kicked your toe on a Queanbeyan headstone.
Oh, I didn't. They did.
Yeah, well, they were the storytellers. I'm probably like, check around.
I wonder how many people they told about that too. I always think back and I think, because, you know, we were all pretty young and it was, but that was the rumour that had come down from the floods in Queanbeyan, and, you know, you don't really think about the logic behind it, like you said, about a fucking tombstone floating down.
I'm just trying to think which way the water goes.
And it's, does, as an you open said,
go
it's,
to, does it go back to Canberra? I don't think it does.
Well, it goes down through the Molonglo.
Yeah, but Molonglo goes down this way. I don't know.
No idea.
Because there were bodies getting taken from Queanbeyan there for a while.
Body snatchers?
Well, fresh bodies, like.
Necro?
I don't know. I'm not part of it. I'm not one of the fucking guys.
I was going to say, up. Jesus, what yeah. the fuck is it?
I've
really?
Got a taste for some finger and some dead pussy, fellas. Let's go dig something up.
Wow. I'm probably more looking for the ghost.
It's when you look for it that you don't see it. But
this
if you look
true.
At that big fucking ass TV over there with the black screen,
mm-hmm.
if you were sitting in the way that I'm sitting facing it, you would see little things go. And I just sort of try not to think too much about it because I've got to stay here with it.
True, where I get to go home.
And I told you that I thought it was a female ghost, and I made a deal to jack off once a week, and now I think it's a guy.
And you're still jacking off once a week for the ghost?
No, I'm not. And I'm like, now what's going to happen? Because he wants, if it's a dude, he's.
Maybe it's just taking the piss out of you, too.
Well, I hope so. That'd be so much better
because
if it was.
If I was a ghost and I had someone doing that, even if guy, girl, whatever, I would. Fully be doing what I could just to fuck with that person.
But remember, everyone thinks there's some unwritten law that they're not allowed to watch you masturbate and shit.
Oh, bullshit. Who said that?
Well, that's the consensus of the people.
I don't believe that.
I could ring the fellow at the ABS. He could get them numbers for me by the end of the week, and I'd go, well, I sort of touched on that.
Mm.
At 82% Australian-wide from the last census, that's how many ports are.
Do we really believe what's in the census?
The overthinkers do anyway. Different direction with my questions with you because...
Absolutely.
You seem protestal. Is that a word? I don't think it's a word.
No, I don't think it's a word.
But it's a
do
word
you think
now.
My back's up a little bit?
Not so much with me. It doesn't feel like it's towards me directly.
No, not at all. I wouldn't be sitting here if it was.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not too worried about me.
Sometimes you think about the can of worms that may be about to be opened up. and also to who else it may affect.
Well, I'm keeping that in mind.
I'm completely fine with talking about what we spoke about earlier. Some people, it may be a slight trigger for them. Just you jacking off to a male ghost.
Look, it's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But
it ain't my fucking cup of tea.
It's not your cup of tea. And now that you know it's a male ghost, it
people might think I'm a homophobic fucking person.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not worried about trying to fuck me in the ass or anything. I haven't felt that, but I'm a little disappointed that he's watched without even tapping on something. He goes, like, ding, ding, I'm a guy. I'm like, fuck my, hey, stop that.
No, that's why I reckon he's just taking the piss out of you.
I don't know. I think I need to show that shadow again on here because I don't like looking at it.
Well, don't look at it.
I got it because I need to, oh, hello. Well, this is the thing that I was going to bring up.
Mm.
Now, I'm just going to bring it up.
Bring it up.
And we're just going to delve into guest bitch world for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say you sound very confident and all that jazz that it should go with a female that obviously knew the power of the pussy back in the day.
Absolutely.
I'm going to delve just a little back further than that. And I'm not going to actually say anything. I'm just going to say, do you think the payback was from then, that you were just going to make men fall in love with you and then just what we call the male world, cunt him.
Fucking oath. When you are young and you have no idea of the world, you think you fucking do. Fuck you think you do, right? But that's something you know that you can do. You know that that's what, and really they weren't men, they were boys at yep. that age, them boys. But there was a lot of men in there as well. There was a couple of married ones.
But can we get an age group?
By the time I was 15, I had had sex. There was, you know, girls as well as guys. It was definitely a power play for me.
So your whole sexing back in the day
had nothing to do with love.
All sex.
Yep. It had to do with
power.
Power. It had to do with trying to take control sexually of my body back and feeling like I was in control of it, no one else. But really, I wasn't.
A few years of decanting to men.
Mm-hmm. And girls.
Hang on, let me take that back because that sounds a bit harsh because men are cunts, full stop. So I should take that back. I sort of went into bed for the guys, but fuck it, I'm sick of going in bed for you because...
Nah, see, I don't believe that all men are cunts.
Not all of them. I'm going to give you a round percentage.
Mm.
If I was to ring someone at the ABS, for instance, it's going to come back in the low 90s of all men and their sexual fucking desires and whatnot have done things that are inappropriate at some stage in their life to a female, to a male.
That I would probably agree with.
And this is men with their dicks. And I don't know if you remember dixophrenia. So when you first ejaculate as a young man,
mm-hmm.
a boy, a kid,
mm-hmm.
and you splurt that fucking bit of cum for the first time, well, the first time from actually trying to make it do it instead of waking up and from a dream going, oh, wow, why didn't that finish with me fucking coming in the mouth?
So I would make dream, sure sorry. That I orgasmed with each person and I didn't give a fuck whether they did or not. I would literally climb on, climb off.
Who doesn't fuck like that anyway? I mean,
I don't even know whether to say this or not. I know I will only use specific as my friends. I would say most of them, even if they come, would make sure that their partner did, boyfriend, lover, fuck buddy, whatever, would as well. Now, nowadays, me being me, I would definitely make sure of that because it's, you know, I mean, depends, I guess, on the person and the situation. But back then, it was all about me.
So how old then until that changed where you've just gone, well, you know what?
I'd say into my late 20s, 30s.
I have just an image on my head. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I tend to think that most men ejaculate very quick.
But some women do too.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How quick could you get off back then?
Not just back then, but well, it would depend, because I would make sure that I was in – I would put the male in the position and, you know, as a young girl, there is not many boys out there that didn't want to be taken advantage of, like, per se. They were quite happy for me to climb on. Like, let's be honest here, let's be blunt. And I can come within seconds of being on top if I want to. It's my choice. I only have to move my hips a certain way.
So your G-spot gets hit then. Are you a G-spotter where you're like, well, there's some guy end up there. I don't know if it's a G, not, but it could be a D.
Not necessarily. I know where my G-spot is, obviously. I'm pretty experienced. But no, not always. I have, I guess, I would like to say I've been blessed with a gift. Being able
to come quick.
To come multiple times and fast with the, well, if I choose to, and orally, vaginally.
Yeah, and anally. Oh, sorry, you might not be able to, but I know women come out their fucking ass. I know that for a fact.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
No, me either.
It's not like it's fucking something horrible.
I didn't know that, to be honest. Like, so I'd probably like to talk to a girl that has that happen.
Well, I can ring one up. I don't know if they're still talking to me or not, but obviously I've had women come from just sucking me dick. That's orally.
For you?
Yeah.
For them?
I know what you meant too. Like, I can come if you went down on me and... Do you know, fucking with your tongue, well, my opinion, fucking with your tongue, just as much an art form as using your dick. It's got to be practiced and, you know, it's got to be...
I would agree with that, but I just had this discussion with a male friend the other day who basically was, you know, having a shit time in his relationship and saying, oh, you know, but I'm so good at eating pussy and blah, blah, blah. And I said to him, hang on, mate, you've had like 5 partners in your life. So each person that you're with, a new person, can become, it's like being a virgin again, because just because what worked for the last person that you were with.
These are all different. There's no doubt about that.
That's exactly right. And I find it hilarious that men just, or, and girls, I shouldn't just say men, like I should not just, so apologies for that, everyone, just assume that the person that they're with now is going to enjoy the same things that they did to their previous partner. And then when they get called on it, fuck, so many don't like it.
Well, when you get caught on, I don't, it doesn't worry me.
No, there's a lot of men, though, that they go, oh, my ex taught me all. Back when I was a kid, you know, this chick I was with taught me how to go down. And it's like, yeah, well, mate, she didn't do a very good job.
Yeah, and that's so because she's got a New York sandwich pussy. It's like very different.
Badly packed kebab.
That's it.
That's what I like to call them.
The worst bit is, I shouldn't say this, it's not a nice thing. I could be turned on in the moment and going to make my way down there and getting my first glimpse and then having to come up with an excuse why I'm coming back out, like, cramp, fucking, I don't need to stretch this out.
That's it. That's because they have a badly packed kebab.
Yeah. And they're all different. Some are.
And you know what? You are not in control as a female of what your pussy looks like.
No.
Well, and I had this guy say to me as a mate, and we were talking about, I don't know, you know, talking about pussies and whatever, and he prefers a pussy that's kind of all out there, right? And he said, that turns me on. He said it basically, it's like they've been fucked so hard and been stretched around and all of that. He goes, that actually turns me on. And I went, that's probably the first time I've ever heard that come out of a male's mouth.
So he rates the bigger...
The badly packed kebabs.
On a New York sandwich.
New York sandwich.
Depending where you come from.
Yeah.
And he thinks that that's from the result of being...
Which I said to him...
Smashed.
And I said to him, you know that's not how it works. And he goes, no, I know, but in my head I like to think that. So I like to look at these women and think...
They've been smashed.
And I... you know, and they really, and I said to him, yeah, it's a fucking weird way of looking at it, but each to their own.
Yeah, I like looking at pussy because that's my favourite thing. I don't want an ass or a tit man. I'm a pussy man. When I look at a pussy, that's all I want to hear. That's all I want to hear and that's all I want to see. And that's just me. I don't know if other men are like that. I don't give a fuck if I don't blow me load for fucking 3 days, which does happen. I do fucking master the art of fucking. I have delved into the world of fucking and pussy to the point nothing mystifies me anymore.
True.
Except for the ghost.
Well, yeah, we're still waiting to see that.
Well, there's no guarantee.
No, because it's just going to come. Just, pardon the pun, but it's just going to come when it wants.
Well, it does. And it really, I don't know.
Look, or it makes you come when you want or when it wants.
You better not be a guy.
God. I hope it is.
I think it is. But no word of a lie. I'll be in that bedroom and I've had women admit to this too and it feels like someone's here just sitting here watching all the time, like it's sort of to the point now I shut the door and go, no, no, this show ain't free.
Well, sitting here now, I don't feel anything like in the way of, you know, that there's a presence or anything like that. And I'm fairly in tune with that sort of stuff and I believe it. I'm not feeling it right at this moment. But as I think as maybe time continued on, that could happen for sure.
Well, it's odd.
It also could be sussing me out.
Yeah, it's odd.
I'm also not having sex with you. I'm not fucking you. So
it's just odd. This is what I mean. This is odd for it. It's like
I'm not a threat to this. Whatever it is.
Yeah, and they're probably there going, what's she fucking doing?
What the fuck's wrong with her? Well, no, there's nothing wrong.
What's wrong with him? What's going on with him? What the fuck?
How come he can't get her?
What the fuck?
No, there's just
you broke the rules.
Oh, you did, Wolf. You did.
But that's all right.
Rules are meant to be broken.
I made them. And I'll break them.